Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
While the economic impact of COVID-19 has resulted in decreased hiring, many organizations are also seeing this as an opportunity to hire more strategically than before. They're now more discerning, looking for people with specific capabilities and traits that would help them recover and grow. As such, even more are identifying both passive and active candidates via social media and professional networking sites such as LinkedIn, examining their online profiles to look for specialists in their field. So how can you ensure your online profile gets the right type of attention from hiring managers? First of all, make sure your image is aligned across all channels. You may think you can afford to let loose on your Facebook page while keeping your profile on LinkedIn strictly professional. However, employers are likely to check all your channels, so whatever the channel, the image you project should support your professional goals. Aside from posting appropriate photos, you need to ensure your professional profile demonstrates how you can add value. Eng Si Wei, Practice Head, Corporate and Commercial Banking at executive search and outplacement services firm PeopleSearch Singapore, advises against listing your job responsibilities. Instead, describe your accomplishments and accolades.
What you don't want to do is to copy and paste a job description and put it online. That is just talking about what you do. It doesn't give people a flavor of how good you are. Refocus the hiring managers as well as the HR managers onto what you're good at.
Another common mistake is posting descriptions and profile headlines that are too generic. Instead, use specific keywords that are relevant to your industry and expertise. Think about what search terms a potential employer or recruiter will use to find individuals for positions you're interested in. Be specific about your value proposition.
If let's say you are a legal counsel that has a particular niche, in this case maybe you are particularly adept in the real estate field, then you probably want to put down obviously you are a legal counsel or your professional lawyer, plus you have been focusing in real estate. Work it such that the system can pick you up. Be more specific in terms of both the function as well as the industry.
Professional networking platforms such as LinkedIn also let you add photos, videos and slideshow presentations to your profile summary, so feel free to show examples of your work through multimedia. Employers today are also looking for well-rounded individuals who have a sense of purpose and mission. So if you volunteer in your free time, highlight the experience. In today's context especially, it's a selling point.
Organizations are trying to make the world a better place. So much so that we have businesses that come out of it, like for example, sustainable financing. As such, if you are spending your extra time to do voluntary work, that may actually help to let people know that you are aligned to what big organizations are doing to actually help make the world a better place to help people.
Another way to get yourself noticed is to ensure you have a healthy number of endorsements from people you've worked with. Get them to endorse you for specific skills and competencies.
For example, if you are a finance manager, you are known to be very familiar with accounts payable, and someone endorsed that you are good at accounts payable. And obviously, LinkedIn or whichever system will be able then, through the algorithm, prompt the hiring manager who are the top few profiles in this field. That links back to how hiring managers will be able to search your profile online.
Eng Si Wei, Practice Head, Corporate and Commercial Banking at Executive Search and Outplacement Services firm PeopleSearch Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.